Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another thrilling episode of B Movie Bliss, the podcast where we dive headfirst into the cinematic wonders that are so bad, they are absolutely fantastic. I'm your host, Brian, your guide through the murky waters of B-movie brilliance. Today, we're wading through the swampy depths of a classic that is as mysterious as it is ridiculous. Swamp Thing. Oh, Swamp Thing. Where do I even begin? This movie is like the love child of a science experiment gone wrong and a screenplay that forgot what coherent meant. But hey, that's why we love it. The opening scene alone had me questioning the life choices of everyone involved. It starts with a scientist working in a lab with green goo everywhere because every groundbreaking scientific discovery begins with a good old batch of green goo, right? Now, let's talk about our hero, Swamp Thing. Picture a walking pile of compost, but with a heart of gold. The costume is a masterpiece. I mean, who needs CGI where you can have a dude in a rubber suit? But let's not forget the romantic subplot that makes Shakespearean tragedies look like rom-coms. Our protagonist falls in love with a leading lady who seems to have a PhD in bad decisions. I swear, every time she stumbled, I couldn't help but shout, "Watch out for that vine." Now, let's discuss the dialogue. It is so cheesy. I bet even the lactose intolerant would indulge. At one point, Swamp Thing delivers the iconic line, "Love is like water, it has no shape." I mean, talk about deep thoughts from a soggy superhero. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the B-Movie Bliss rating for Swamp Thing. Drumroll, please. I'm giving it a solid 7 out of 10 sludgy swamps. Because, let's face it, folks, this movie is a cult classic. It's got everything. Unintentional comedy, questionable special effects, and enough mossy goodness to even make a garden gnome blush. Well, that's a wrap on this swampy spectacular, dear listeners. If you haven't watched Swamp Thing yet, grab some popcorn, maybe a snorkel, and prepare for an adventure like no other. As always, thank you for joining me on B-Movie Bliss. Remember, life's too short for bad movies, but it's just the right length for the truly bizarre ones. Until next time, stay blissful, stay bizarre, and keep those swampy dreams alive.